Should we do it?
Let's
do it.
Here we go.
Kept you waiting, huh?
One sec. Got it now. 1 minute. Hello, good morning, afternoon, indeed, good bloody well evening. We are the Cross Players, and this is episode 133 of the recently named Cross Players podcast. That was not that noise. The UK's number one casual gaming comedy show. Thank you, ChatGPT. I am Dan, your host with the most game, and I'm here with Alex, Ben, and Lewis. Hello, chaps.
Hello.
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 Got the most game. Am I the youngest?
Yes.
Yeah. According to your facial hair. Yep.
Okay. On. We say it every week, but if you'd like to support us, please follow these simple fetch quests. Number one, give this podcast a review on the service you're listening or watching us on. Number two, give us a like and subscribe over at youtube.com/thecrossplayers. Or three, head over to thecrossplayers.com for links to all of our content and Discord. Ben, what are you drinking?
Yes. Just diluting juice. Nothing fancy.
Diluting juice.
Wow.
Diluting juice. Just, what, you know, flavor? Trying to, you know, stay loose, not get too pushed.
Juice. What flavor? Come on. Facts. What flavor?
I don't know. It's that one. That one. Whatever flavor that is.
That just looks like water to me.
You so much, people. You make it too strong.
No.
My wife always
I think that's
way
just,
too
that's
much in.
Purely a your wife stuff. Issue.
No. Well, you've just complained. You said it looks weak.
She's looking at you and saying, he needs to get some hair in his chest. Let's give him a double helping of double strength squash.
She's got plenty for both of us. It's fine.
Okay, Lewis, what are you drinking, mate?
I have Cali Pale, Juicy Pale Ale by our friends at Tiny Rebel. Feel free to sponsor us.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
How were the lessons today that you were teaching?
They were good. The ruddy bunch. The period after lunchtime. You know, the kids are all full of Gregs and Chippies. So you know, it can be a bit rowdy, but you know, geography is geography, and it needs to be taught.
Fair enough.
As Alex, the saying goes.
As the saying goes.
Show us your big bottle, please, mate. Oh, what?
Oh,
hello.
Time's
it's,
again.
It's just really a tiny container, but if you really want to see the big bottle,
there she is.
She's always handy.
She was always there. The girth on her. I'm weirdly two's up in two drinks, which I realise is quite fucking stupid. I've got a Pepsi Max Cherry and a Dr. Pepper. So I'm I'm having a sip of
mix
both.
Them.
Mix them together like a madman.
Lovely.
How do they taste different? Can you tell any subtle differences there?
Dr. Pepper's got a very ground, like sugary hit. Pepsi, you might actually get the cherries first, and then you get that, you know, the casual Pepsi flavor coming through.
Mm.
So Dr. Pepper, I'm Dr. Pepper fan, so 9 out of 10. Pepsi Max Cherry, I'll probably go for 7.5.
Nice.
Mm. Solid scores. Look at us all with beards.
Yeah, we should explain. The reason we haven't put out a podcast for the last month is we've been waiting for Dan to get a beard.
Catching up. it has taken me a month.
He's just a bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's taken me a month of not shaving and, yeah, just generally sitting in the
it
sun.
It suits you. Do you know what? It does suit you, jokes aside. I think you look rugged and manly. I'm quite dishy. You always look dishy, but you look dishy in like a... You look less like a lesbian. Yeah.
Less like a lesbian.
But did you say there looks less like a lesbian?
Yeah.
Or more like...
Less like one. No. Well, depending on the level of HRT. Let's move on.
Let's move on to something less controversial. Pokemon Presents happened today at 2 PM UK time on the 27th of Feb. What a load of shite that was. Ben.
Hey.
Do you know what, Dan? I was all prepared to back you up on that. But then I didn't watch it, but I watched, ooh, I listened to some people reacting to it. You know, our friends over at Nintendo Life and Kit and Krista, listened to them reacting to it. Just to, you know, I'm nothing if not a conscientious games journalist. And I thought the one thing that I thought you might like is like the Pokemon trading card game app, the mobile game, because it sounds a bit like Marvel Snap, and you like collecting Pokemon cards, and you like Marvel Snap, so
Marvel, I'd be all over Marvel Snap.
Marvel Snap,
it hurt though. Snap, yeah. I mean, I like the idea of it. I used to love the trading card game on the Game Boy, I think it was the original one.
Yeah.
That was a load of fun, and you can play online Pokemon card game now. So whenever you buy a pack of Pokemon cards, don't know when you last did this, chaps, but you get a little QR code as a separate card in each of them, and within that QR code you get the equivalent of that pack but an online version of it. So there is like an online trading card game that you can play at the moment. I think turning it into an app and improving that experience, really good idea. And yeah, definitely looking forward to jumping into it. However, I don't really see that as a mega benefit. I'm not really interested in playing another card game. And I was hoping they would get a decent mainline entry to the series. And it looks like we're getting the next Legends game.
Yeah, next year, right?
Next Legends game next year. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So it's a trading card game. Do you need to buy the cards physically, or is it like Marvel Snap? Marvel Snap. that's right in there now.
You get two free pulls a day, I think.
No, that's <Which, laughs>
yeah.
They're called tugs in Scotland.
Yeah. Unrelated. Jewelry Jelly in the chat. Nice to see you. Hello.
Hello, mate.
She says long time no see.
That's been a while.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think overall, a bit underwhelming, but presumably there'll be more Pokemon news later on in the year, because there always is. So let's wait and see.
Probably won't be good news, though, because it never really is it?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So what did we think of the Partner Direct on the subject of Nintendo? I know that was about a week ago, was it? Yeah, it's a lifetime ago now in games journalism.
I really enjoyed it because it was one of the ones that was uploaded as a video instead of a live stream. So you could just click on the bottom. I always want to say the word scrobble, thanks to Last FM. You can scrobble through the presentation really quickly and see what's there within the space of 10 seconds. That's what I did. It was A tier. It was good, purely because of that. Don't ask what the games were there because I can't remember. But
so it was good because you didn't have to watch it. That was
exactly. And for the reintroduction of the word scrobble.
Mm. Oh, and there was a lot of what was the fucking word in there?
Shite.
What's the word that we used to describe what Carl is on your shoulder, Dan?
A puppet.
No, the little half human. What's the word? Damn it, it's going to come back to me.
Goblin.
Homunculus.
Homunculus.
Okay. They mentioned that word several times in that direct. And it's a great word.
Oh, that is a good word.
That was it.
So we get an Xbox games.
Mm.
Do we care? Grounded? haven't played on Xbox yet. So
yes,
yeah,
no.
Pentiment will be a lovely Switch game.
Yeah,
I might pick Pentiment up on Switch.
I've got it on the Steam Deck, so I don't feel I need to own it on the Switch. But that being said,
I got it for the Switch. Okay, because I played some of it on the Xbox back in the day on my phone. I thought, yeah, this would be nice. This would be nice as a mobile game. And yeah, so got it for the Switch too.
Cool.
It's a little chill out bedtime game.
But there, that's no Sea of Thieves is coming to PlayStation as well as Pentiment and Grounded as well. Is that correct? Are they both going to?
And yeah, Hi-Fi Rush.
Hi-Fi Rush. Yeah.
So they're the four.
Is Sea of Thieves going to be cross play?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Good. That means I'll be able to play it with a controller that won't deafen me. That'd be good. Stealthy.
Other games. So we got Epic Mickey Rebrushed, World of Goo 2. We've got some classic games on the Switch Online. Endless Ocean Luminous, Ender, Magnolia, Shin Megami Tensei 5. The
He's DLC. Back.
Vengeance.
More Super Monkey Ball. Which I like the look of. Gruffly wank, but looks fun. Another Crab's Treasure, which was that...
it's a crab-like.
Souls-like. Which looked quite cool. So you're running around getting different shells. What's the drill game? The one that I've paid for
obscenely
on Fantasy Critic that we'll talk about later. Yeah, that one. That's Devolver, isn't it? That's next month. A couple of good World of Goo 2, mentioned that already. So yeah, a few decent
Kenny's
games.
Big Breakaway Shadow Drop.
Fine. So
which is good.
Pocket Card Jockey, come on. That's the big one, surely, Lewis. You must be very excited about that.
I'm just shocked at the length you'll go to make a game that didn't exist. Ben. I'm pushing it, much like U2 with their album in 2009, onto my phone.
Yeah. Good little game, though. Very cool. Game Freak as well. I thought the rare drops on NSO were quite good as well. Snake Rattle and Roll has got a special place in my heart because that was one of my first NES games a long, long time ago. I played it at the weekend, actually, and I tried playing it with an arcade stick like I used to play it, and it's just fucking impossible. But good. At least you've got the rewind on NSO, haven't you? So it doesn't really matter.
How do you rewind using the arcade stick?
There's like a L and R button that you can just jab.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, like that.
That's it. All like keep that. Going.
Keep rewinding. Stop. Oh my God, it's 1985. New report calculates that Sony's value dropped by around $10 billion last week following its revised PS5 sales forecast. So there's been quite a bit of news around Sony, including loads of layoffs today. Several of the studios don't feel that. There were very many studios that weren't affected. Even some of the bigger boys like Naughty Dog have had to do some sort of layoff. We've spoken about this quite a lot in the WhatsApp group, so we won't go into detail. If you want to join that WhatsApp group, patreon.com/thecrossplayers for all of this interesting chat about games and Steam Decks and all the other shite that people want to talk about. But it does feel a little bit weird at the moment for computer games. I don't think the optics are great for anyone. Like, Microsoft's made layoffs. Sony's having to make layoffs. I think tech in general is having to make layoffs after a spirited recruitment drive across the industry over the last couple of years. So, yeah, it's a little bit...
I think...
Go for it, Lou.
Specifically, Sony. The other week when they were like, by the way, got no games coming out, first party games coming out until 2025, including PSVR 2, which they launched last year, and I've just left to fucking rot. And now there's lots of layoffs.
Lewis, the right
thing. Was it PlayStation? Oh, sorry. PlayStation, was it all PlayStation Studios? Or was it? It must have been PlayStation Studios.
Pretty much.
Are not getting the same amount of offer that I've seen, ire that Microsoft would have had.
I think,
in my opinion,
all of it is. I use the word again because I've said it once. The optics of buying Bethesda and then buying Blizzard and Activision doing all that kind of stuff. It's never great when you then go through that restructure immediately after because everyone feels it's rather cutthroat. But the one thing I did respect from Microsoft's perspective was a lot of the C-suite in those different branches were consolidated into roles within Microsoft, i.e. people were cut from Activision, from Blizzard, people that were toxic or at least pertained to like a toxic culture. And that all is now in one leadership structure that was very visible, very out there. Whereas it feels a little bit more ambiguous with Sony. Like there's not really any specifics over what's happened or why it's happened. It's very, okay, the market shifted, so therefore we've had to make redundancies, which is a bit of a benign excuse. So it would be nice to see whether there's a big planet play or whether or not, I threw it in the chat before saying it's, you know, obviously the impact of COVID, or, you know, have they just struggled to get IP out and that's why they've had to make these decisions because they're not bringing out games, but... Yeah, I think the lack of clarity from Sony will probably play out worse as time goes on compared to what's happened with Microsoft. So
yeah, good point.
But, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? I do sometimes feel like Microsoft kind of over-communicate a little bit.
Yeah.
Whereas Sony behave much more like a traditional business and keep their cards close to their chest. They announce stuff when they absolutely have to announce it, but other than that, you haven't got a clue what goes on behind closed doors. Whereas Phil was like, don't worry guys, we're only bringing out four games to other consoles for now, and then ...
let's do a podcast. But yeah, 10 years too late.
That's exactly what are the kids like. But yeah, I think the whole, you're right, it's a tech industry thing. I think there was a kind of a boom during COVID where, you know, and speaking from very personal experience, I worked at a tech company up until a couple of months ago, and I got made redundant. And if you look at the value of my shares during that period, you know, 2021, 2022, amazing, laughing. And then things just drop off a cliff from 2023 onwards. And I think that's in, like, across the board, tech companies, Microsoft, it doesn't matter how big the organization is, it's affecting everyone, and they are just basically course correcting, right? That as a business, they have to go, well, okay, we employed a load of extra people, put out a load more, you know, bigger plans for things, and then things just shrunk back again, and we have to cut those people, that extra headcount that we employed in the first place, which is, yeah, you know, it sounds cold, but that is just business. And for the people affected, it's like, it sucks, but it's not a personal thing. It's just, you are a number, and that number doesn't, we can't account for that number anymore. So
it's intrinsic to that industry, isn't it, as well? And that's the problem with it. It's not right, it doesn't make it any better, but the stocking of talent and then the plans that people put into development roadmaps and stuff like that, like the Romy is good as the market that they're actually trying to base them on, and if that shifts at any point, you're fucked and you've got to make those decisions, or you lose the company, or you lose a shitload of shareholders and the C-suite gets sacked. So like, everyone's just saving themselves at that stage. But the only thing I would mention that was quite interested by some responses of like Apple fanboys and people going, well, Apple don't do that, you know, they haven't made that level of redundancy. They have in the past, they just do it a lot discreetly and pay people off a lot better. But recently they haven't had to because they're one of the biggest companies from a financial perspective, and they can afford to keep people on a little bit longer. But if you've got Apple shares, watch them plummet a little bit over the next 12 months, because that will happen, because they're paying higher staffing costs. So at some point they'll make a similar decision and they'll have to cut jobs, or they'll make even more profit with the next product line or whatever, like the Vision Pro Air or whatever it might be. So anyway, we got very serious there. That was all the housekeeping for the week. I want to quickly talk about our deals of the week. Ben, you put an interesting game on here, mate. One that's getting slated a little bit because of the game that's about to come out in 2 days' time. So what is your deal, please?
What is my deal? So obviously, yes, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is coming out imminently. And I noticed a nice little price drop on Final Fantasy 16, which I know we didn't love here at TCP Towers.
Well, you guys enjoyed it. Alex enjoyed it.
I think I enjoyed it and then just dropped off about halfway through. Alex pushed through and I think regretted it slightly, Alex. Is that fair to say?
At points, I think there was bits of it that were enjoyable, but the whole experience overall was bang average. Like, there was bits I liked more than others, and I think there was big issues with that game, but the overall experience when you were in the moment and the fights and the kind of grand scale of it was great until it just went on for a bit too long, or until you were just a way to pick up some random bits of shite off a beach for the hours.
So basically, yeah, I think a nice cinematic big budget game, £27 through game collection, their eBay outlet. £27 I think is very reasonable for that game. And it's just, you know, indicative of the third party exclusives that will be carrying Sony for the next few years, I'd imagine.
They're going to pay for them exclusives.
Yep.
Just very, very quickly. So Rebirth, IGN 9 out of 10, VGC 5 stars, GameSpot 8 out of 10, Press Start Australia 9 out of 10, Eurogamer 4 stars, GamesRadar 4.5 stars. So it's reviewing very, very well at the moment. The one thing that I'm really excited about is, like, Final Fantasy VII's open world was always very, like, paper thin, quite dull. There was loads of places to go, but when you're actually in the open world, there's not a lot to do. It feels or it sounds as if they've nailed the quests and the side quests that happen within that world, and it feels very rich. And it is an open world. It's not like just a connecting lane that happened in Final Fantasy VII Remake. This part of the game, now that it's a trilogy, is quite linear and quite dull at times and a bit like confusing in terms of storyline, but it sounds as if they've nailed all of that. The only problem that I've heard is that they haven't nailed the ending and the connector between two and three. Did you guys play Remake at all?
I tried. So I've tried to, I think I maybe played the first 2 or 3 hours, and like that was at the time enough for me. Whether I went back to it now after playing 16 and getting a bit more familiar with a non Final Fantasy Final Fantasy game, that I might be able to power through. But
yeah,
it's funny because I've heard a lot of things coming out and say you don't need to play any other Final Fantasy games to play this game, and like, but it's the second game in a trilogy. Why do you not need to play the first one? Like,
I would say
that makes no sense.
I mean, it's not to your temperament to do it, but you probably could watch all of the cutscenes on YouTube and just blast through that and then play this game, because it sounds as if it's like the Tears of the Kingdom to the Breath of the Wild, where they've gone, right, we're going to do this remake. It's going to be slightly different to the actual original game, but we're going to put in a combat system that is genuinely an upgrade on probably every Final Fantasy game that I've played since the real-time days. You know, so it's probably the best version of a combat combat mechanics, etc., that you've got in a Final Fantasy game in a decade. So it's definitely worth it. And then the story's good enough. The music's amazing. So it might be worth just, yeah, diving in.
I think there's a recap at the beginning of it as well. So you know, like you got in God of War Ragnarok, where you can watch a few minutes and it'll give you the main plot points of the first one. So you could, if you got that FOMO, Alex, you could just play it.
I've got plenty to play.
Such an old man. But yeah, good deal. £27, and that's on the game collection. Always a banger with them in it on eBay, the game collection.
They've got a few around that price point, actually. I can't remember any off the top of my head, but I was like, ooh, like Dead Space from last year. Although I think that's on Game Pass, so like, if you've got access to Game Pass, just do that. But nice. Yeah, good price. Video games need to be more expensive.
They do.
Really, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not yet, but yeah, they do. So my choice very quickly, Fallen Order on PC was £4.19, and I thought that was just ridiculously cheap. I know you can get it for free on certain, I think it was on Epic Store at one point, so it'll probably come back around again in the winter. But yeah, Fallen Order, it's a lot of game, £4.19. Has its faults, but still worth it. Imagine it plays quite nice on the Steam Deck as well, if you fancy it.
I've even seen Survivor under £30 as well.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I think that might be one of those 27. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Mad.
Lewis, yours is a gap. Have you got a deal, or is your deal just
no deals?
No deal. Fuck.
No deals.
All right, Noel.
But Survivor, if Survivor's £27, then yeah, I seen on the game collection eBay site, Star Wars Jedi Survivor might be £27.
So that's wow, that's incredible.
There's a few other games in there. One of them was Final Fantasy 16. You know, it's some people are kind of panning it because there's a game coming out in a couple of days. But, you know, games can be more expensive, XYZ.
Lewis GPT summarizing the conversation there quite nicely. Alex has got a game that I am desperate to buy, and you're probably going to talk about it in Pick Up and Play anyway, but yeah, what was the deal you've got, mate?
I haven't played it yet, so I'm not going to talk about it. Okay. But the deal is Pacific Drive is just released last week, so it's, I think, $14.49 for Steam online. I think it's maybe a little bit off. I think it's about $21.99 generally or something.
So this is like,
but it's a game I'm really looking forward to play. It's a survival game, but where it's all about the station wagon. It's all about the car and the kind of eeriness surrounding the car.
Yeah.
So I am very much looking forward to diving into the game, but I won't be talking about it Pick Up and Play because I've not played it yet.
I tried to play it during Steam Next Fest. I tried to play the demo and told me I need to install some sort of driver. And I was like, this is why I play on consoles. This is annoying.
I want to play as a driver.
Exactly. Annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. Looks good though. It's reviewed okay. It's not. It's been positive, I think, on Steam. It's not been like overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
So, I think
it was always going to be that kind of game that was going to divide people. It was never going to be one, I think, that was going to be critically acclaimed right up there. It was going to be some people will get it and some people won't. And I think it's almost that kind of cult feeling about it. To a certain extent.
I like that. Yeah. Mm. No, fair. Good options. So I need a gavel or something. So I'm going to give Ben, because he actually put some thought into it, Final Fantasy 16, £27 on the game collection. Sold. Deal of the week.
Sold. Thank you so much.
Shall we pick up and play?
Let's.
Pick up and play. New intro. Let's pick up and play. Lewis, what have you picked up?
What have I picked up? That's a great question. Put on the spot here. I picked up Dark Souls trilogy.
What were you expecting? We knew we were doing this podcast.
I feel a bit on the spot, and it's not like I've written it down. I picked up the Dark Souls trilogy because I'm a glutton for punishment, and it was £30. I also own that on Xbox, but I wanted to play it on the PlayStation for reasons unbeknownst to me. I'm a Dark Souls cuck. So I picked that up, and I also picked up, after we last recorded, actually, it was on sale, and it's the Isle of Man TT3. I know how much you guys love me talking about motorbike games.
The little mini motorbikes, aren't they?
The little ones, yeah. The little bikes.
Where your knees go up by your ears, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. It's still very, very tricky to do all that. I picked that up, and I nearly returned it. I tried to return it the same night because this is fucking rubbish. This is absolutely terrible. Mm. But because I played it, I wasn't allowed to return it, so I've just had to suck it up. And hey, it's actually okay. Those are my pickups.
Nice pickups. I like it.
Concise.
How much was Dark Souls? If you wouldn't mind me asking.
£30. It's over here.
Oh, he's off. I always forget he's standing.
I'm standing. I've got casters on my chair, and it's a tiled floor, so I just skate about the place. There, it's there. Look, you can barely see the writing on it.
Dark.
There's meant to be three games in there, but as you can see, there's none.
Why is that?
There you go. Someone wants to get epic points.
Code in the QR box, code.
No, no. They're.
So did all of yours come in that one case?
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Oh, no. No, I'm talking rubbish. This is the first one.
Fucking idiot.
The other two. in the cupboard. The other two are in the cupboard.
Now, the what's that word trilogy we get?
The Xbox One does come in one case. That's why I was confused.
Ah, okay. The fact he doubled down on it, he was about to lie. Go, yeah, all the... yeah.
No, they didn't.
Where have the three discs gone?
Someone in the internet.
Yeah, no, because the Xbox One does come in one box. But yeah, it's a cardboard sleeve with three full-sized boxes on the inside.
Detailed review there from Lewis on the contents of a cardboard sleeve.
There we go.
Ben.
Additional artwork, some might say.
Yeah, baby. Me. Ooh, what have I picked up? Do you know what? Japanese people make great games, don't they? And I have picked up a load of them.
Ben, just going to stop there. Just got a subscriber. I don't know what that means, but thank you to whoever subscribed. I'm pretty sure I can see in the chat. No, I can't. But thank you to you, sir or lady.
Yes. Did they wait specifically for me to compliment Japanese people and then they subscribed?
I really think they did.
I like it.
Yeah, I think that was
nice. Arigato for that. Anyway, I... got I like a few things. Harry, who? I got Persona 5 Tactica.
Oh,
pow! Another
you paid
game.
Money for it.
Big money, yeah. Played the first hour or two on Game Pass. I was like, that's a Switch game.
Well,
bought the Switch game.
I like the artwork.
Bosh. You're right. Games with tea in the chat. Bosh. Here, another one. Wallop. Another Atlas game. Soul Hackers 2. This was it was on a very good offer. It's supposed to be quite good and quite short for an Atlas game. So there we go. There's that. There's Bayonetta Origins.
Foxy.
Cerveza. Lost Demons. And finally, Theatre Rhythm. Final Bar Line. That was super cheap as well. And
I quite fancy that. But I love a rhythm game.
You do love a rhythm game. You're a man of immense rhythm. So yeah.
What I know there, Ben, is that they're all in their cellophane wrapper, so how can you tell us what the contents are like?
That will come in future weeks, obviously. You have to sprinkle the breadcrumbs.
It's not pick up the open and play, Lewis.
God.
Maybe it
should be. So yeah. Few digital bits and bobs throughout the week, but I'm sure we'll cover those. But yeah, good week for pickups.
Lovely.
We've had a question in the chat, Ben. Question.
Mm.
Favorite Persona game?
Oh, I mean, it's Persona 5 Royal. My favorite game of all time, officially.
It's the only one he's played. That's
well, right. That's not entirely true.
He's trying.
It's the only one I've finished.
Jewelry Jelly in the chat, Hair Pickups, Pocket Card Jockey, but you already knew that. But I got the 2 CD soundtrack to 9 Hours, 9 Persons, 9 Doors. Interesting.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
No, I
Jewelry
don't.
Jelly, you're all trying to finesse, but you need to tell us what that is now. Otherwise, it'll be awkward.
Yeah.
Well, Alex, what have you picked up, mate?
Well, see, my last pickup when I was here was some Pulse Explore headphones. So I've had a reverse pickup and returned them.
Nice.
Because they gave me very sore ears.
Oh, like, did they?
They were very rubbish. So instead, I've now got Pulse headphones.
You know I've got them. Why are you being mean? They were very rubbish.
And I'm far, far, far more impressed by these.
They look lovely. Put it back on your head.
Quality.
I just want to see, because like headphones make people's head look weird, and I've seen people wearing them in public. I'd be like, what are you doing?
I'm
in Helldivers too, you prick.
But the sound quality on them is excellent.
Is it?
Like compared to the original Pulse 3D headset, like it's head and shoulders above it, like a huge difference. And I do like the little thing, the little charger thing you put on the wall. But
have you mounted that
exchange.
What?
Yeah, no, not yet. I can't decide where to put it, but I have held it and hung the wall just to see what it looks like.
Okay,
are you not tempted to like go to a coffee shop, wear them and with your portal, and then balance like the DualSense Edge on your toe or something, and like just for someone to go, that's a nice control. Well, thank you, but which one?
Attach the charger to the edge of the table. Go look. Yeah, and charge.
That's it. What else could you take?
It's mounted.
Could take a video. Okay. talking about that. I have picked up, although it hasn't technically arrived yet, Rebirth.
That's okay.
So I got the version with the steelbook from Game, which I'm going to go and pick up on Friday. I like picking them up from Game. Game's gone shit, though. We need to have a chat about that on a different day, but Game's gone shit.
It's literally
pure nonsense.
As you just said the word shit there, someone in the chat said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how often would chat say the cross players are family friendly in terms of swearing? Sorry.
I never say cunt.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa. Alex.
Come on, mate. It's kids, it's child's bike outside. Yeah, so picked up Rebirth. I've got Snow Day coming as well, the South Park game, because it just looked interesting. Helldivers 2.
When does that come out?
Next month? End of next month, I think. Helldivers 2 and Pentiment as well. So picked up that. I picked up like 20
good
games.
Spread.
I did great spread. I picked up quite a few on Steam Deck for my recent trip. So I've probably got about another 5 or 6 games that I've forgotten about. But they're the most noted ones. They're the ones that I thought you guys
would.
Yes. Cool. I'm going to come to Ben first for his played, because he's playing two games that I'm really interested by. Ben, which one are you going to go with first?
I'm juggling them. I am going to go for Persona 3 Reload.
Nice. Is that just because Amit said that you hadn't played any others?
Yeah.
That isn't on the show, Ben. You've just made that up.
I've played somewhere towards 50 hours, I would say. The high 40s of that game. So I reckon I'm about halfway through it. And it is really good. It is like it's streamlined in a way. It's presented like Persona 5. It's just as good presentation-wise. But there's bits of it. There's less dicking about. Even the dungeons, it's like procedurally generated. So there's none of that. I don't know about you, but like I don't really like the puzzly elements of...
boring.
Of a dungeon in a JRPG. Just want to get to the next battle, get to the next battle, get to the next battle. Yeah.
Stop
level
making
up.
Me jump as well. That's like thing. Fucking stupid mechanic in Persona 5. It's like, I don't want to jump between things. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's none of that. So it's much more like, yeah, there's your battling bits, and then there's your sort of, you know, visual novel, improving yourself, bits and bobs in between. Story seems really cool. Characters are, you know, all kind of likable, obviously a bit tropey. There's like Junpei, who's like the equivalent to Ryuji, who's basically just your dumb best mate. We've all got them. And yeah, it's just yeah. And if you haven't, it's you. Yeah, and I'm just really enjoying it. It's got, you know, I'd like that whole loop of those games that just, this weirdly, this kind of emphasis on like self-improvement that I hadn't noticed before, but like you're literally trying to make yourself a better person in the game by like balancing out all your social stats, being nice to everyone, making everyone like you, save the world, etc., etc., etc. And it's just,
so that
this
sounds tricky.
It is tricky. It is so tricky.
Doesn't do that really. It doesn't lead you into why you're doing a lot of the stuff that you're doing. It's like, oh, you just
no.
You need to spend your time wisely. Take your time. That's the message. Whereas yeah. With 3, it does feel a lot more. You are trying to be a better rounded person. So
yeah, and I don't know if it spells out why you're doing it, but it does. I think the experience of Persona 5 just made me go, okay, well, I need to get my intelligence up because otherwise, I'm not going to be able to date that person or whatever it is, you know, down the line, which is very important stuff. But yeah, I really like it. I think I will see it through.
Cool.
And yeah, just come back to me in another 50 hours and I'll let you know.
Fair play. Love it. Skip on the other one.
How long is it taking you to get to that point? Sorry, Dan. How long is it taking you to get to 50 hours? Don't say 50 hours gameplay, but like how long have you been playing it for?
What a fucking stupid question that was. How long is it taking you to get to 50 hours? Do you need to lie down?
If a car travels for 1 hour at 60 miles an hour. What, in terms of weeks?
Yeah, when did you start it?
I started it when it came out.
When was
so that? Whenever that was. Three weeks ago, maybe? Something like that.
Like the end of January, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. I haven't played it for the last week either. And I've noticed my mood has really dipped in the last week since I stopped playing it. So maybe I need to go back to it.
Sounds like it.
To become a better person in real life.
Save the world.
Mm. Yeah, that's me. That's my main one.
Cool. Okay. I always think Lewis is making notes. Lewis.
So you... I'm consulting the chat.
Are you? Mm. Okay. Anything of note in there at this point?
They're talking about VR, so no.
They're asking if we do live episodes of the VR one. And we don't. We could.
At some point, I'm happy to sit here and be in the background and not do my impersonation of truth ever again for you guys to do the VR podcast.
Just retire.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
If there's demand for it, we will make it happen.
Do it. Lewis, Dark Souls Hi. 1, because it was missing from the sleeve.
It was missing from the sleeve. Then it says the box there again for those who want to see the generic PS4 box. So playing that again, it's quite fancied. Playing Dark Souls.
Still play well?
Kind of like that.
Holds up well?
Yes. Very well. Hey, look, there's a sleeve there. That additional artwork. It's what pop in. That's what folks say. Still on a cellophane wrapper. Just fancied jumping back in. Played it on Switch when the remaster came out and got about 35 hours in and found it very difficult, but you know, I've grown since then. I feel like I'm a better gamer. I've getted good. So I went to pick it up on PlayStation. So, and it's pretty sure it's 60 frames per second for those that care about that kind of thing. Enjoying my time with it. Not really giving myself much respite when I'm playing games because I'm also playing Tales of Iron, which is like a Souls like Metroidvania, which came off the back of Mr. Smark recommending that I play that. It had been on my to play list for a little while, so it was on PS Plus. Downloaded it, started playing it, and it's lovely. It's lovely and gruesome.
Mm. If you really want to push Mark over the edge to climax, I started playing Curse of the Golden Idol last night as well, and that's another Smark. Yeah. Recommendation. Seems
like
lovely.
A point and clicky game.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You know, one of them games.
Clicky games. Yeah. That's Mark Unloaded. So thank you, Lewis. Thank you for your contribution this week.
Quite all right.
Very appreciated.
I'll get more daft questions loaded up.
Both Ben and Alex can talk about Ben's last game. Ben begins with a B.
It does. Well done. Balatro. Mm. Balatro. Carl in the chat. What does Balatro mean? Let us know. Alex, I've talked loads. You tell us about Balatro.
Balatro is my new obsession. This is, you guys know the kind of games that I tend to like, and this is not one that I ever tend to like Slay the Spire, things like that. These are not games for me. And Balatro got its hooks into me straight away. Like, it's a very... I heard someone describe it as a really complicated card game. It's not complicated, I don't think.
Poker,
like,
and
I think it's poker, and you got all these like different like celestial cards or jokers which do different things and give you different power ups for your hand and change how you do it. And you basically, your goal is to complete 8 antes or 8 rounds to beat the jokers ultimately. You've got different tasks you need to do, like each round's made up of 3 different blinds, and you can choose to either skip those blinds and you might get some reward, or you can do the blinds to build up your coins to then buy things in the shop as you go through your run. And that's it, but it's, you could be there for hours and hours and hours just trying and trying and trying, and no two runs are the same in any way. I think there's like 150 jokers. Within the decks, you can play it a different way every time you go. You could, like, it's so tactical in terms of you could aim to just have one suit within your cards, or you could aim to just get rid of as many cards as you got. So you're playing, like you want to play a pair every time. You power up the level of your pair, so that maximizes the score you get to that to build up your multipliers, and then you're aiming to get from like 600 around to like 60,000 around. And it sounds quite complicated, but it's really not.
It's not. I didn't know anything about poker prior to playing this. But you really don't need to either. Like Alex was saying there, you could get your pair, you can level that up to basically pay more points, way more points than like a straight flush would pay. And it's just really, it's very easy to pick up and very hard to put down, I might say. Dan, Larry Dangleback in the chat. I completed 8 antes one time. What a night that was. Brilliant.
Oh, give that man a prize. Original PMF, it can't be complicated if Ben and Alex are playing it.
That's fair.
Ben's just wound the difficulty down. He's playing magic, so it's fine. It's okay. There we go. Classic.
Just Uno, basically.
Classic banter on games.
It is so good and so addictive, and the presentation is really weird. It's got this kind of like CRT filter to it, and the sound design is lovely. It's Moorish. It's kind of got that Vampire Survivors, like, it's just doing something, just tricking my brain somehow to make me want to keep playing it.
It could be updated at the end of the year.
Could be. Interesting.
And I've picked it up on both PlayStation and Switch now, because obviously the Portal, can't really play it on the train. So I was playing it today on the commute, on the train.
Definitely going to get it on the Switch, I think. I think it was interesting the way we all kind of part found out about it, where it was like it came up on the Fancy Critic. It was like early high school. We're like, what the fuck is this game? And then we all started looking into it, and Ben was like, oh my God, this is exactly up my street. And then, the rest is history. Let's move on. So, Alex, you played 45 games this week.
It feels like it.
Balatro was one of them. So we got another 44 to discuss. Go for it.
Because Ben mentioned Vampire Survivors there. I've been playing a game called Geometry Survivor, which is like Vampire Survivors, like mixed with Geometry Wars.
I thought it was one of Lewis's kids.
It's got Lewis's face in the middle, and it's just moving Lewis about to avoid all the people. Like, that's
moving along Oxbow Lakes.
Is he shooting at him?
It's only a Cory.
A what?
A Cory.
Oh,
I think it's rocks. It's fine.
Continue.
Apologies.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
A quarry?
I thought he was talking about the Scottish band, the Corries.
Corries?
Yeah.
A quarry. I like the continue. Quarry. I'm going to double check what I mean.
So, it's a vampire-like
What the fuck went on
there
for like 3 minutes, by the way? Like, no idea. Right. Any
idea, Ben? I think I blacked out. Does he mean quarry?
I don't know.
No,
it's a quarry.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, video games, Alex.
So, Geometry Survivor, it's a Vampire Survivors-like, but based on Geometry Wars, and it's a lovely little game. I think it's $6.49, I think it is. And if you complete one run, you need to survive for 20 minutes. And if you complete one run on the PlayStation, you get the Platinum. So,
sold.
There you go, Ben.
Okay.
I've only managed to survive, I think, 8 minutes so far. I've not got past the 8-minute mark, but it's just a bit like Vampire... Survive. A bit like Vampire Survivors, you earn credits and stuff as you go through to upgrade like your starting health, get different types of ships, things like that. Was that
nice?
Can I just interject here? Cory is a terrain feature created by glaciation in high mountains. So apologies accepted. Punishment exercises all round.
Get out of the class.
Beep beep. Next game, Alex.
Ultros is a Metroidvania with a very lovely art style. It's very sickly, very weird. You need to like eat the innards of animals and things like this, but you then need to use their seeds to grow different things to open up the... I've found like since I played Prince of Persia, I've almost had a little Metroidvania itch. I'm not really sure why. Doesn't make me want to go play the hard ones, but like this one's quite nice. But it's an interesting take on it because it almost has a time loop element to it. So you've got essentially, I think it's 8 of these things you need to find within this garden. Ultimately, it's a garden. And you unlock different abilities as you go through and get to the end of each one. But the abilities come more as like this little thing that attaches to you rather than you just unlocking the ability and then where it's a wee bit different as well is it's almost a kind of roguelite element to it because at the end of each time loop, you lose all your powers and you need to go back and find them, but you can find different and power some things and abilities up, but you can get different types of seeds as you're going through it that you can lock in those abilities that they stay for the next round and you can pick which ones you like and which ones you don't like so that when the loop presets, you still have certain things. But it's like an absolutely gorgeous game. It looks so cool and it seemed really simple initially, but you then realise it gets a wee bit more complicated because you need to understand the seeds that you're planting in the right places because they can have different effects and open up different areas as they grow. Or you can get, like, it's compost, I think. As you get a different ability, you can dig into the soil and find compost. And that then, for some of them, you need to let them grow over two or three of the time loops. But if you find the compost, it'll grow straight away. Kind of different elements to it. But I've really enjoyed that. And then I played a bit of Helldivers 2, which I think we all played Helldivers 2. Nope. You've not played it yet. Which is a lot of fun. Like, again, I'm not a shooty person in any way, shape, or form, but getting in a team of four in this, having that friendly fire element of people saying, get out, and then you're blown up by your own, like, airstrike coming in or something. Like, it's just daft. It's fun. I can really see why this is taking off. There's just something about PvE rather than PvP. I think that's. I think if it was PvP, I would not touch it. But PvE, you can always get away with. Like, I'm just going to be the one over here that's trying their best, and I'm not going to really add much to the squad. But I'm still enjoying being here, and thanks for letting me be part of your team. And
you're still talking about the game?
No, that's just my life in general. Thanks.
It looks great.
They've solved our network issues and stuff now as well, I think.
Yeah, it seems to have settled down. I need to jump back into it, but full disclosure, I think we all got codes for it. Correct? Yeah. So thank you very much to whoever provided those codes. But like I said, I got stuck in limbo of waiting for someone to drop out of a game so I could join, so I just didn't get the time to play it. So I'm desperate to play it this week at some point, so I'll get you guys to hop online and squad up with me. But it seems to have just been an absolute rampant hit online, which is great. Really unexpected.
Yeah, I think it would be fun just like the four of us playing. It would be hilarious.
We'll do it. Let's I'm stream sure. it. We're on game.
Yeah,
on.
We're back in the streaming game.
Any more for any more, Alex?
Yeah, well, the last one's the one I played the most of, right? So, and the main reason I played the other ones is because I don't want this game to end. Because I've been getting to a certain point to this game, and like I want to play something else because I don't want to get through this and have the most. The most I've enjoyed a game and I don't know how long. Ichiban Kasuga is my favourite video game character of all time. Like, this game takes Like a Dragon or Yakuza Like a Dragon to the next level. And it's so good. So I'm playing it Infinite Wealth and I'm 43 hours in, I think. And I'm just at the end of chapter 5. So there's 14 chapters at the end of chapter 5 and 43 hours in. And that's because you're just doing so much other stuff. So I spent, I think, 11 hours in Dundalku Island, like, so doing the like Animal Crossing bit. And it's just so funny. I've been, like, I hate Pokemon. Pokemon is the biggest load of pish I've ever heard of in my life. But, I've been playing, like, all the Tsujimon stuff, which is, like, their version of Pokemon, but it's finding all of the bad guys, and, like, you need to collect not just homeless people, there's loads and loads of different types of them. But they've taken it up to a whole new extreme in this, whereas you do actually go and you have a Tsujimon stadium and Tsujimon battles. You need to go and find the trainers and there's Tsujimon stops like Pokemon Go. And like they've just really thought of everything in this game. Like there's a whole Tinder bit in it, like where you need to like go and date all these people when you're having all the conversations and all this. You've got your classic games like the karaoke and all this and like the delivery drivers. And there's so much to this game and not a bit of it feels like filler. It's all well thought out of.
Does all of that side content kind of like have a knock-on effect in game? Like can you kind of level up, like if you're playing Tsujimon for 5 hours, do you get benefits that will help you in the main
you,
game?
You can basically end up that, do you know, I don't know if you know you've played Like a Dragon. I don't know how the other guys are familiar with the Yakuza series, so you get jobs and you can go and
unfamiliar.
You can change your job, like whether you're like a hero or whether you're an agent or things like that. You can go and change all these different jobs. It gives you different abilities, and one of the jobs that you can get now is Sujimon trainer, because you train up your Sujimon, right. And you're then in battle, you can call upon these Sujimon during your battle to like do their different special effects. But there's also parts of the story that require you to have trained your Sujimon to like progress, because part of the story is you winning this Sujimon battle against one of the gym owners. So they have Sujimon gyms and everything in it. Like, it is proper full-on Pokemon. And you don't just have one fight. It's kind of like that Pokemon gym where you go in and you need to get through three or three people to get to the boss. And then it's just incredible.
Sounds
like
absurd.
I remember playing this. I played as an EGX, and I remember getting such a good feeling off it, and it hasn't disappointed in any way, shape, or form.
I think the only negative I've seen is that, and this is why I downloaded the previous game for the Steam Deck to play it again, because I'm desperate to play this game that you're talking about. But it's the only barrier to entry is playing the previous game. Pretty much everyone has said you have to have played that game really to go into this one. So that's the only negative I can see. But it just sounds like what's that story, you know, the one that does the rounds online, and it's like the guy has an accident in his school and he blacks out and basically then comes to, and there's this beautiful, beautiful girl, picks him up, he falls in love with her, you know, have an amazing life together, travel the world, they have kids, and then, you know, he's coming up to his deathbed and he falls ill, blah blah blah, and his son kisses him goodbye, and then he wakes up and he's back in the school. It's like the mini games that are in Yakuza feel like that, where you just get completely sucked into building an island or building like your own Pokemon cohort, and then all of a sudden, oh yeah, I've got another 300 hours now because I've just elongated the game for myself. So that to me sounds perfect and it sounds amazing, but I get the point as well of not wanting to end. That's why I'm like with Persona 5 still. I've still not finished it for that reason, because I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird place to be. But it's also lovely seeing you go through the moment of finding your favourite video game character. So props for that, mate.
That is lovely.
There's just something about him. Like, I think if you play through that whole first game and then get into this, and there's just, he's so well written.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So well written.
Very endearing.
Lovely. Well, speaking of well written, so the game I'm playing was based on recommendations from you guys. So I'm playing Citizen Sleeper at the moment. I'm a good 30 hours into that game. If you don't know what it is, so it's deep narrative game. Deep narrative game. I've never started a game and been so disappointed within minutes, realizing it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And then immediately feeling stupid after like half an hour of playing it, going, oh, this is fucking brilliant. The quality of writing in that is just outstanding. Like the way that the characters are written, you know, I'd say Mina to you guys, and that kind of storyline of like the father and the daughter. Like the heartstrings, some novels that I've read when I've been doing my degree haven't elicited emotion in the same way that this game has. But to kind of briefly explain what it is, it's basically a survival sim, and you get turns, and they're basically in the form of a day. You're a sleeper, which is a sentient AI that has been put into a fake body, and your person is nowhere to be seen. You're owned by a corporation and you've escaped from them is it called the Eye? I think it's the name of the actual
institution. Yeah, like the space station almost, isn't it?
Space station that you're on. And then you've got like this kind of hard to describe it, but just like top-down view of the space station, and there's maybe like two or three different things you can explore. You do a couple of tasks in those things, then you open up more and more of this map of this like space station where you meet different people and really eclectic kind of characters. And that's the journey really that you're on then at that point, is building up the relationships with characters for tasks that you might be doing with them, deciding how to spend your time. There's like an ever-present threat, whether it's a bounty hunter that's on your case or whether it's another sentient AI that's sent to hunt you down. There's always something there that makes you or challenges you to use your time in an effective way. And then on top of that, on a daily basis, you're managing your health, i.e. because you're so distant now from the company that owned you, you've got to keep there's like a certain perk, what would you call it, that limits the amount of dice rolls that you get. I can't remember what it's called, but basically that you've got to keep that up and you get a stimulation injection, which costs like 100 credits, which is a lot of money in that game. And then you've got to make sure that you're eating food, you know, every couple of days. And that may cost like 15 credits or 10 credits, depending on where you go. So it's that survival element to it. But again, back to what I originally said, the way that is written is absolutely stunning. I think you played it on the way over to Barca. Remember you saying at some point and coming off the plane, Alex? I'm sure it was then. Was it a Steam Deck game for you or was it not?
I think I'd played it before that.
Had you played it before it?
Yeah, because I think I played it on Game Pass quite early to when it came out.
Mm. But the second one's due out this year. Yeah. I don't know who actually got that on Fancy Critic.
I don't know if it's been dated yet.
It's not been dated. Because that'd be interesting. So yeah, that's it. So Citizen Sleeper. I don't know if Lewis, if you played it. Yeah, it did come off the back of me finishing for the first time ever Blade Runner on the plane. I didn't realize it was a cyberpunk game, and I didn't realize it kind of had that replicant sleeper like thread in it. And I was like instantly like, oh fucking hell, I can't be arsed with narrative game. Immediately it was like, oh yeah, I can be arsed with narrative game this
Yeah, I played it. I kind of ruined it for myself, but I accidentally continued on with some of the DLC and I didn't want to, and I couldn't back out of it. And I felt myself just like not reading what was happening and quickly sort of hammering through the text. And I was like, fuck, I feel like I need to restart it. But yeah,
because you can access the DLC just on the map, can't you? And
it tells you not to join it until later on, but I nearly missed it as well. And I was like, oh, I'll put some things into this. And I was like, oh shit, yeah, you can't do it without progressing.
Yeah, so I was annoyed at doing that. And then, like I said, I tried to rattle through without reading it, and then I went back to the sort of main area and I was like, I feel like I've ruined it because now I don't know what's the DLC and what's the main game. So yeah, I need to go back and restart the whole thing. But yeah, it's great. I loved it.
Cool.
Phil in the chat is just saying Citizen Sleeper 2 next year. They said recently that they have around a year left on it.
Yeah.
Let it cook.
Yeah, let it cook. Lost and Cult have got a gorgeous, I don't even know what they're calling. Tabletop game, and also a Zymeworks, I think is what they call them, like the books with all of the artwork in it. I was really tempted by the prints, but they're like £8 each, and I thought it was a bit steep. So
yeah.
You know what I'd really like? Physical copy of the actual game.
That was exactly that. Yes. That's why what got me onto it, and that was the top thing. And I was like, oh, fucking hell, right, okay. If I want something from that game, like we all do, I can't buy a physical version of it yet. Bring it out. Sort it out. I'm sure they will. The other game, I won't talk too long about it because I've not played it as long, so Cobalt Core. So sci-fi, roguelike, debt builder, very similar to Lilac Wars and the characters within it, and the way they all chirp at you constantly, fucking annoying. But you basically control a ship. The whole thing of it is like you decide where you need to move it so you can avoid enemy shots, and you get so many cards per turn that either allow you to move, allow you to shoot, allow you to defend, allow you to do special things, and you can upgrade those cards. Very, very similar to Slay the Spire in the way that the map part is laid out, where you can select your route and then you can pick up things and there'll be chests or the equivalent of it in certain parts, or other parts you can repair your ship and give you a bit of a longer run. Really, really cute game, a lot of fun, and something that I'm looking forward to going back to. A lot more difficult, I think, than I think it took me 2 runs to complete Slay the Spire, whereas I can't imagine people getting 1 good run. I know, yeah, nearly pretty much ruined that game for myself. I can't imagine people getting 1 run out of this or 2 runs out of it. I think it does require you to, and it purposefully forces you to have at least 1 run, so, or at least 2, I should say. So yeah, that's really cool.
Looks lovely.
It's definitely worth it, really worth it. And it came recommended by Cardi on the IGN UK podcast. Big Slay the Spire fan, so.
Okay. I see it's out on Switch as well, so I might pop that on the old wish list.
Why I pet. So, pick up of the week, I'm going to give it to Alex's Return Pulse. No, I'm not. That's too harsh. Ben. You know what? I'm going to give it to Lewis for his Dark Souls trilogy because he started that trend and Ben had to follow, didn't he? Because he just had
not Isle of Man TT3.
No, I'm not interested by that. And then in terms of play, it's got to go to Alex, doesn't it? Because he's discovered his bay in that game.
Yeah.
Right, we've got a topic. We're going to blast through this a little bit quicker because we haven't got as much time. And I've got a quiz that I want to get to that involves the overlay that we are on Twitch.
Tight 3 hours.
Tight 3 hours. So, five alive. This week, we are musing our backlogs and looking to the horizon of releases that are upcoming. But here's the challenge. When you balance both out, what are the next five games you are going to be playing? I'm not going to justify. I'm not going to press you too much. I'm just curious to know what they were. So, Alex, I'm going to pick on you first, mate. What were your five upcoming games once you've completed the 500 hours of Itchman's
story? Pacific Drive. Mm-hmm. Pacific Drive is on there and to go. Penny's Big Breakaway. Okay. I really look at that. I want to go back and finish Hogwarts Legacy because
yeah,
I started that. I need to go back and finish it.
Five.
I would really, really, really like to go back and finish or give Horizon another chance.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Good shout.
Because I feel like, particularly with the portal, I think I've got a much better chance of getting through that now. And the last one is Tekken 8, because I need to play that. So, I mean, that's five. I could give you 15, to be honest, that are installed and ready to go on top of the ones we've already talked about, which is absolutely ridiculous.
So I think just on that, segue slightly. When was the last time you guys updated your not played list? So the games that you own, where you haven't played it or you haven't finished them.
Oh, I've long given up trying to keep that updated.
I reckon we.
I don't think I've made a list.
Can we do this for the next podcast for next Tuesday? Can we like go away and do our lists?
So everything we've ever bought but haven't played.
No, not. Don't be dramatic. I'm just saying everything that's on the shelf at the moment that you have got that you've either half started. Amber, let's call it Amber. Red, if you've got it there, it's in the wrapper. Don't have to fucking do it, mate. Don't have to do it. You can just sit that one out. It's fine. Find another one.
No, it's just.
Jesus.
But there's just surely we've all got fucking hundreds of games that fall into that category.
But that's my point. It's like, let's see how many we've got and embarrass each other. You know what, Alex? Great list, mate. Thank you for that. Ignore Ben's negativity. Don't let that rain on your parade.
Hey, I'm a realist.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm a romantic. Name the band, Lewis.
And Mark said in the chat he's really enjoying Pacific Drive. He's playing it at the moment. And Mark's been positive about something, so it must be good.
It's got a car in it, hasn't it? It doesn't count.
Yeah. No, he's trying to do wheelies. That's not a car. Lewis, what were your games? Thanks.
So I have how many that I've on my that I've played and ditched? A couple. So the ones that I've ditched, I need to go back to Pentiment. Like I said earlier on, I'm going to get it on Switch. I did play it for a little while on Xbox, but I just think Switch is a better platform for it. Don't need to sit at the telly to play it. Baldur's Gate 3. I think I'm on Act 3 now, so I need to go back to that one.
Motherfucker.
It's one of those, it's like, it's just such an undertaking.
Got a bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really enjoying it. It's a great game. It's just, man.
A beast.
So much to do. Yeah. And Cyberpunk. Now that the updates are all there, I am going to restart that entirely. Because I don't feel like I gave it a fair crack of the whip initially. Folks saying Act 3 is the best. Yeah. Act 2 was a slog, not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Upcoming, in fact, it's not even an upcoming game, a game that I've wanted to play for a while, but I don't own, is Triangle Strategy. I want to play that. And the game I backed on Kickstarter, which is due to come out at some point, is the Holiday... Bloodborne style game, Crowsworn. I don't know what it is. I think it's Crowsworn, which looks really cool. It looks really, really good. But I think they're due an update. That'll be here when it's here. But yeah, that looks pretty cool. So yeah, waiting for that.
Good shout. Great shout with Cyberpunk as well. I think that's one that snuck off my list, but quite a few people have said that. On other people, we'll get to those in a minute from the WhatsApp group. And also we put the question over on Twitter as well. Ben.
Man, oh man, oh man.
I played it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've already reminded me of some that are on my list that I hadn't even considered. Alex, you mentioned Horizon. I'd like to get around to Forbidden West. I haven't ever started that. I'd like to get to that. And in terms of stuff that I haven't started that I want to start, I think that's probably the main one. And then Sable is one that I keep meaning to get to based off your recommendation, Dan. And I will. And then stuff that I need to finish off is like Armored Core 6 is probably top of the list. Death Stranding's another one that I got quite far into that I need to go back to.
Have you ever been tempted by Days Gone?
No.
No, I haven't. I've got never. It, but I've always looked at it and gone like, the motivation start, it's just never been there. But I put it in the same bracket as Death Stranding for me, just of like exclusives that I've not got round to yet.
Yeah. And then ones that I've barely scraped the surface are like Alan Wake 2 and Spider-Man 2. That, you know, I played like 1 or 2 hours of both of those. So, like, barely touched them. So I'd like to get to them and then finish off ones where I got a bit deeper into, like Tears of the Kingdom and Final Fantasy 16, as we mentioned earlier. So it's just never ending. And then, yeah, Lewis fucking pulled out Baldur's Gate 3 there.
Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
God damn.
Honestly, yeah.
It's a nice problem to have, though. It shouldn't, right? Just go, right, actually, no, I feel like playing 15 more hours of Balatro today.
Yeah. So we know what our top games are that we've ever played, right? But what are the top games that we've never played or we haven't finished yet?
Oh,
like that's.
Yeah.
But I could have a great list on that.
I think we could probably make a very, very good list, couldn't we, of the things that we should really play that are in our backlogs that are either unopened or unfinished.
And the ones that we know we would love. Like, I know I'm going to love Forbidden West when I play it.
Yes.
But I'm almost like just waiting for that. Oh, no. I really want to start a new game and I want it to be that.
Yeah.
That perfect moment.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So mine's Alan Wake 2. I've said Cobalt Core already. Rebirth is coming out. So that has to jump ahead of a few other games because, like I said, one of the few games I actually fucking finished was Remake. So I need to go back to Tears of the Kingdom and finish that because, like I said, it was one of those games that I parked purposefully because I was like, I don't want it to end yet. And then Persona 5 Royal as well is on that top five of things that I just need to finish because it's stupid that I haven't, but I get why I haven't as well. It's that a horrible dip feeling that I got the first time I finished Final Fantasy VIII and that melancholy that hit the days after of going, oh, remember how good it was to play that game and look forward to playing that game and rush home after school and all that shit because it doesn't go away, people. You still get that stupid. You can't buy your way out of that feeling. That was good. So Phil 1 is currently playing Resident Evil 4 VR, Talos Principle, Balatro, Super Metroid, but his upcoming is Sekiro, another game that, again, been on the shelf for ages and I just never got around to it. Cyberpunk DLC, another Fisherman's Tale. Ooh. Metroid Prime, again, mine's still in the wrapper, I just not played it yet. And then the Assassin's Creed Valhalla DLC. Kook Looper said Assassin's Creed Mirage, so we can return it
I've
to
I've got that to play as well.
Prince of Persia, again, another game that is on my list. Astral Chain, never going back to that game again, but yeah, makes sense. In brackets, he said, so I can sell it. He said Cyberpunk.
Just sell it.
Yeah, he said Cyberpunk, and as well, he said Metroid Prime as well. There were so many good deals on Metroid Prime, it was stupid not to pick it up, so I can see why so many people have got it in their backlog.
Astral Chain is one of those games that you just forget exists.
Yes. Arlozza, one of the games that I wanted to buy, Pikmin 4, so he's nearly finished that. Mario RPG, Mario versus DK, he said he's about half the way through that. Hogwarts Legacy, wants to go to that. Red Matter 2, good shout. And then Moss 2 as well, another good shout. Thatcher, aka Max, Outer Wilds, Dragon's Dogma 2, Pepper Grinder, Penny's Big Breakaway, and then Tales of Kinzera Zao. So
that looks good.
Very much looking ahead to the stuff that hasn't come out yet. Maxi boy.
I reckon if we look at percentage of games completed, Max is probably highest compared to like Alex.
Oh.
Probably the two of them are up there in terms of the games that they get through.
Absolutely. Like he plays a game, plays it to completion, like platinums up quite a few games as well, and then moves on. So say what you want about Max, he is efficient.
Grumpy Harriman said Cyberpunk DLC, again, Baldur's Gate 3, Pacific Drive, Death Stranding, and New Star GP. Lo and behold, a racing game. Footy Phil said Alan Wake 2, Assassin's Creed Mirage, Robocop, Baldur's Gate 3, and the Phantom Liberty expansion again. Nancy Mark said Tales of Iron, Blasphemous 2, Mario vs. DK, New Pokemon Snap, and Pikmin 4. Very Nintendo heavy.
But there's a man who never finishes games. He is like the opposite of Max.
Yeah, yeah. He is the opposite of Max.
Yeah. He won't finish any of them. Guaranteed.
And there's a better version of Pokemon Snap and Infinite Wealth as well, where you're just taking pictures of creepy men with like scantily clad creepy men on a genuinely do.
See why, you like
why I like this game.
Yeah. Playing with a semi on constantly. And over on Twitter, at Fluffit Prince, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Elden Ring DLC, maybe Hades 2, maybe Silk Song in brackets. Ah ha 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 ha. Metroid Dread, Gritty Gaming GG questioned because we put up coming thick and fast, so he challenged that. He was like question mark. I was like, you never came thick and fast before. Gritty Gaming GG, you haven't lived. Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth, Pacific Drive Reveal, Alone in the Dark, Rise of Ronin, Dragon's Dogma 2, and South Park. Kieran Fifield, Pikmin 4, Mario Wonder, Hogwarts Legacy, Scarlet Nexus, Forspoken, God of War, Valhalla, Hellblade, Mario Rabbids, Death Stranding, Cyberpunk, Witcher 3, fucking hell, Witcher 3 on there, and Final Fantasy 7 Remake Integrated.
Forgot about Forspoken, I bought that as well.
That was dirt cheap, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like £9 or something.
God of War, Valhalla is a great shout though, as well. I don't think any of us have played it, have we?
Very, very good shout. I played it for 3 hours, and it just felt like a God of War clone. It was trying to be a bit boring and slow, and something happened. At Malice Unchained said making new headway in Baldur's Gate 3, got Cult of the Lamb for Xbox, and picking up Helldivers 2 and PS5 this week, maybe a little Power World as well. Jank Media 1985 said Final Fantasy 7 Remake, Alone in the Dark, Silent Hill Downpour, is it? Yeah, Helldivers 2, and then current PSVR 2 titles are Foglands, Veronica Keys, Legendary Tales, The Wizards, and Too Many Games. 2024 is wild so far.
It's wild.
VR2 people are eating well, and they will be eating even better. By the way, we haven't even spoke about the bloody the PC games. I'm guessing you guys have discussed that on Friday. Go on the last episode. We'll talk about that in a minute.
You did, yes.
Last person on... Or last two on Twitter, DJing Gaming, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Ultros, Cyberpunk 2077, Remnant 2, and Super Mario Wonder. And then at Alice26236-52795 said, pussy in bio. Moving on, Alex.
You heard of that one.
No. Alex, Fantasy Critic update. Would you mind prepping that?
I'll pull that up.
Shall I jump into the quiz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to play a game called Hang Dan, which I thought you guys would appreciate. Not Hung Dan for anyone at home. Oh. Hang Dan. It is the TCP IP exclusive game. Our worldly hosts will get to try and break this week's words. In a moment, the lads are going to pick 7 letters, and I'm going to send them over exactly where each of these letters feature in each of the games that are going to come on screen. It's then on them to guess each of the games noted. They're going to be working together, so feel free to get involved, chaps, okay? But chat, close your chats, I should say, please.
Okay.
What would Dan do in this situation, I asked myself? Would he close the chat?
Reggie.
Okay. So I'm going to send this over. I'm sending this over to you on WhatsApp as well, but it is now on the screen on the Twitch. So they are the games. There are 7. So no guessing yet. But you're going to give me 7 letters, and I'm going to have to frantically type and then explain over audio for those that are listening at home where the letters feature in each of the games so they can play along.
I'm confused. Have you sent it to us yet?
No, I'm about to, Ben. I said I'm
going to send it. It was
fucking present tense.
Come on, Ben. That's neat.
Okay. I don't understand what's going on.
I'm going to put it into the...
Okay, Dan is typing.
Yes. I'm going to put it into both chats as well. So the Patreon chat, patreon.com/thecrossplayers.
Ooh.
So I don't want you guys to look at the WhatsApp. You're just going to look at your boys one.
So these are seven separate games.
Seven separate games. And right. You can see the space between them all.
Okay. Cool.
Not complicated. Okay. Okay, lads, nope. I want you to now give me your Hang letters, down. Please. So seven letters.
Can I guess one?
No. Just wait. It's a fucking game.
We've got to go for E, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will these appear in WhatsApp?
I will write them in onto the screen, okay. And then I will send them on WhatsApp as well.
Okay. Okay.
T? T's good.
T's are good. T's are good.
Okay.
He's a good. He's a good.
Come on. Pull in teeth
here. Alex? You said E.
S.
S for Alex.
I'm going to go for another.
Where's Carlos Bailey?
Going to go for O.
O.
Oh.
So that's four. Need another three.
Yeah, consonant. Nah. A.
Good one. Consonants.
Great letter. So we've got E, T, S, O, and A.
C.
C. Four.
C.
Cunard buildings. Three, six, two more. One more, sorry.
R.
Okay. So you're going to have to talk amongst yourselves why I go through this.
So one thing I did notice from that list, nobody mentioned Unicorn Overlord. Nobody. Mm. And I am pretty hyped for that, I can tell you. Anyone else? Lewis, I can tell you're...
I'm positively buzzing for that.
Is that Weeby, Ben? Is that Weeby?
It's early reports. There may be saying it could be up there for Game of the Year.
Who's saying that?
I don't know. It might be new on Twitter. I'm not sure. I read it somewhere.
just in. Yeah. It does. It does look very good. And if you ever find and you like Fire Emblem, right, Lewis? You wanted to play Triangle Strategy. Mm. Just play this instead. The what? New hotness.
Who doesn't it's, love a unicorn?
Similar sort of game, isn't it? Is it? Mm.
Unicorn Overlord. I love the Square names. No. Random names generator for
yeah.
Not Square, these games.
No, it's not Square.
It's
no.
Atlas.
Oh, it sounds like a Square game.
It does. No. It's Vanillaware and Atlas. Yeah. My pals are Atlas.
From 13 Sentinels.
Those guys, yep.
Aegis
rimming. I'm not going near that. You're over 60.
I'm trying to concentrate, you prick.
So, you know, when I was talking about Persona 3 Reload and how like it makes you want to like balance your life, it's got me into this. Is another pickup, it's a book, guys. This is. Have you heard of the Japanese concept of ikigai?
Is that where you get all
your left? I've left the guy a cube.
Sticky guy. So this is all about like balancing, like the key to finding happiness in life is like balancing certain parts of your life in perfect harmony. So like finding that like the cross section between what you're good at, what you can be paid for, what the world needs and what you love, and that intersection between those four things, you will find happiness. And yeah, bonus book recommendation. Dan, please tell us.
Book club's over.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Book club is over. So I've sent the boys the letters that they filled in into the gaps. I'm now just going to quickly do it on the screen. So anyone playing at home on Twitch live can see it as well. Okay, there they are. It's not the easiest color. Hold on, let me see if I can do that for people to make it a bit simpler.
Right.
So
I think I've got one.
Same.
Okay, so First game between the three of you. Which one is it, please?
Elden Ring.
It is Elden Ring. Well done.
Oh, well, that was the one I was thinking of.
No.
Pretty sure we've got the same one, Ben. Two down.
The one with only one missing. Yeah.
Okay.
You go next, Lewis. This is your guess.
Next game.
I'll have a guess.
Second game, please.
Oh, the second game. I can't just jump to the third game.
No, if you want to jump to the third, you can.
Skate.
Okay. The third game is Skate. Well done.
So, okay.
Just let me fill them in. Okay. So which one do you want to take next?
I mean, the last one's got to be GTA, isn't it? I can't think of what else there would be, but it's not. That's not his real name, is it?
Yeah, well, I just should have mentioned as well, I wasn't doing any sequels because I thought it might be a little bit too harsh on you. So it is GTA. I'll give you that.
Okay, cool. GTA. Okay. What else have we got? What's that second one? We nearly got most of the letters for the second word of that, haven't we?
To the side. Stop looking to the side, please, Alex. Eyes on the prize. You've been invigilated. You should know how this works.
I'm looking at the screen.
I'm going to say it. Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts, yeah. Nice one.
Yeah, wasn't looking at the side, that's fine.
Good.
Okay.
Second last one's a doozy.
Yeah, I just need to double check you didn't get anything like that, because I was pretty sure you didn't. No, you didn't.
Kingdom Hearts Skate.
So again, no follow-up games, just originals, or keep it easy.
There's nothing missing from that next one, no, underneath Skate.
Is that Shadow something? Maybe?
If it is, there should have been more letters.
No, that's fine. That's how it should be. Don't correct me.
Shadow... What?
It's not Shadow.
No,
because we've got an A. We had A. But we said A.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Good catch. Good catch, Alex.
Come on, you can write. I can see what you're saying if the chat wants to keep on writing and guessing. So you've still got
four, five, and six
to guess.
Sable?
Nope.
Is one Sable?
No, because
we've
said
this. Oh, fuck, we have. That's why you're here, Alex. Well done.
What do you think it is, then?
It's not Table, either, because we've done it.
Fable.
Well done.
Oh. Boom! We knew we'd get there.
Okay, two more.
All the Ables.
It's just this. Oh, no, two.
Is there... I wish we guessed D. Oh, that word's got to end in D, hasn't it? The second word of the fourth one.
Nope.
It's got to be a D at the end.
Could be an N.
Nope.
Something 10.
Hunter? No.
1 hour and 36 minutes at the moment, lads.
Ted.
That's incredible. See? They're less frequent, but they're longer.
I mean, what could that one that's not Shadow be?
It's an old
summon. Code. Summon?
Nope. Do you want to guess one more letter?
Did you say it's an older game?
Yes. I used to like this game.
Oh, no.
No, I've got already.
There was a competing franchise that was an Xbox exclusive as well. And it was... it had a character in it that hasn't featured in a very long time, and Xbox fans have been very upset. And they've been waiting for a new game.
Not Banjo-Kazooie?
No. That's not I think it was a PlayStation exclusive. That helps you. Pretty sure it was.
Did you not just say it was an Xbox exclusive?
No, I was saying it was in competition with an Xbox exclusive.
Oh.
Notably a Sam Fisher.
Sam Fisher, who was that?
That player was
Splinter Cell.
So what was the PlayStation equivalent?
Larry Danglebags got it.
The PlayStation equivalent.
Siphon Filter.
Well done.
Oh, well done.
God, that was a hard one.
Yeah, wouldn't. Yeah. Good one, though. That was a, that'd be a tricky one to get.
Tough
it. Without those clues.
We need clues for the penultimate one.
We discussed this and we named it in the last section several times. Well, a couple of times.
So it's a game that people want to play.
Yeah. One of our gang is playing it at the moment. Not this gang, immediate gang, but...
Pikmin.
Well done. Got it.
Wow. Alex, you're very good at this.
Yeah, it's when he gets like 25 clues. It's fine. Well done, lads. There we go. You've hanged down.
Great. Well done.
Hang down.
Hang down.
That was good.
Enjoyed that, yeah?
Good fun. Interactive.
A little bit of everything.
I enjoyed it.
Well done to Larry Danglebag for guessing Kingdom Hearts and Siphon Filter before you guys did. Very impressed. Very, very impressed. Okie dokie. So that is absolutely everything. Oh, wait. No, it isn't. The TCPCU is assembled. The Crossplayers Cinematic Universe. Our patrons are the superheroes in this world. It's an alternative universe. There's no superheroes. It's just our patrons that spend money on patreon.com/crossplayers. Okay. And episode one of the TCPCU assemble. It's called The Suburban Scandal. The villain of this piece is Gossip Gorgon. The situation? Gossip Gorgon is spreading scandalous rumors, causing chaos in the suburbs. Patrons must navigate through the drama and set the record straight. I'll start, and as we go through, I want you to continue the story for each of the patrons that are on the list. It's going to go in this order. Dan, then Lewis, then Alex, then Ben. Ethan Hunt stepped outside. Cold winter's morning. Dressing gown flapping in the breeze. Hangover from the night before when Liverpool triumphed over Chelsea in a tightly fought 1-0 win. He picked up the morning paper. The headline said, Lewis, with Nate Ellingsworth.
And so do you want me to say Nate Ellingsworth?
Well, however you want. You can...
Oh, yeah, Nate, it's the next patron. The headline said, Gossip Gordon found naked and rampaging through city centre.
Alex? Now you need to use Carl's name in this sentence.
Oh, yeah, okay, now we get it.
As page 3 stunner Carl Hughes watched on.
Alongside his sexy twin on the double page spread, Sean Hughes.
Somebody say spread, said Jason Frost, smirking from around the corner. But look, in the sky.
It's Sarah Purbrick, who, to be honest, loves a bit of spread as well. So she's down there enjoying it.
And Julie herself, Rebecca Rudnerath, is just an innocent bystander. Nice.
All set to the soundtrack of Luke Cooper strumming along wildly as somebody watches on from a bush. Who could it be?
Scully ho! Yelled Kevin Scully. I can solve the scandal, as he ran into the arms of
Mark Hammond, who said, get off me, you big fucking freak. I'm trying to watch that over there.
And that over there was Runestorm just drawing some boobs.
Drawing boobs. And then, in the distance, what's that sound? It's the phantom winky tickler, Phil Marshall. He is chasing after...
It's Eamon McCauley. Eamon is rife with excitement as he rushes to confront the Gossip Gordon. Oh, but lo, he's tripped on
Phil Henshaw's foot. And Phil Henshaw has then said, get off my fucking foot, Eamon. And then he's taken some pictures of it and posted it in the chat. But it's particularly liked by
Games with T, who says, get off your foot, get my foot in your gub, bitch.
And then, speaking of feet, Andrew Dickinson says, oh, guys, I'm thinking of buying some new socks. What sort of socks do you all like wearing? I'm going to buy some socks. They're really expensive. I'm probably never going to wear them. Do you think I should get them? I don't know. They're shit, aren't they? But then the story was nicely wrapped up by...
Hi, guys. It's me, Max Wright. Yeah, I found out who Gossip Gordon was. It was Roomstomp Dan all along. So you just have to go and get him, please, mate. If that's all right. Yeah. Anyway, Steam Deck OLED. Signing up. It's me, Max Wright. Right in the morning, 6 or 7 a.m. on 97.5 nasal FM. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, patrons.
We got, cheers, patrons. Patrons. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We are going to keep it civil. We're going to talk a lot about feet because that's what we do in this group incessantly.
That's what we do.
If you don't like to be ripped, we're very, very sorry. I think you all get our humour by now. And we...
I think so.
Self-deprecate. We do it with love. And you are all more than welcome to give it as much as you can take it.
Give it. Give it to us.
Go on, Ben. What are you going to say?
Are we doing Fantasy Critic?
Yeah, we can do very, very quickly. Do you want to? Alex shook his head, but do you want to very, very quickly summarize? Just
we don't have to. There's not. I don't think there's that much news, is there? On the Fantasy Critic front.
No, it's fine. We can just very quickly say Tyler's taking an early lead as we expected. He's in 41.9 points.
Wow.
Persona mainly, and
great game.
What are you doing? Didn't know that. Yeah, so he's in Persona, Helldivers, and Grand Blue Fantasy Link. So that's 18, 12, and 11. Right. Taking an early lead, and then we have Phil in second on 9 points, Ben's on 7, and I'm on 5, and that's who's got points so far. Well, except Phil. Phil 2, who is in minus 2 points. And that's with two games releasing, because he counterpicked Grand Blue Fantasy Relink, which scored 12, so he got 81, so he got minus 11.
Always the heel.
He's got 9. He's got 9 back on Pacific Drive, and he'll probably go positive if the Splatoon DLC gets us.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
He'll be all right. He's got soul.
He'll find his feet.
He'll find his feet.
He'll toe the line. Toe the line.
Nailed
on.
PSVR 2. So have you guys discussed the fact it's going to PC? Was that on the last episode?
We had Miles Dyer join us on Friday when we recorded this episode to look through year two, and that was just after they announced they did the blog post around the kind of anniversary and the game's coming in year two and the PC VR paragraph, which is could be interpreted in about 500 different ways. So, have a wee listen to that. Just search for Cross Button VR and it's on another podcast feed or it's on this YouTube channel if you're watching on YouTube.
Awesome.
It's a nice episode. Nice to have Miles with us. He brought a lot of energy.
Like it. We like energy. Lewis, done anything this week that you want to plug? Or?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Any painting in the house? Decorating? Gardening?
I repotted some plants.
Okay, cool. Ben, anything?
Ooh. No, nothing. Nothing for me. I'll probably shout out to NX, our Nintendo podcast. Oh. And there is talk that might be going onto its own feed in a few episodes' time. They're on episode 7 now. I think episode 10 might be the cutoff point where they're like, this is a real podcast now, guys. You can fly the nest. So
grow up so quick.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Mark's gutted.
He's going to lose interest now it's hit puberty. So thank you very much for joining us on the Crossplayers podcast. So if you like what we do, please just come over to patreon.com/thecrossplayers. But I think just because we changed up the format in the last couple of weeks, let us know how you enjoying it. Is it too long? Are you enjoying the sections that we're playing? You know, and talking about the things that we're talking about. Just some nice feedback would be great because That's all we ask for, really. And maybe a quid. If you've got a quid in the pocket every month that you can put into it, and we can use that to give away stuff. I've been Dan, that's been Alex, Ben, and Lewis. Have a wonderful week, and goodbye.
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 Au revoir.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Kept you waiting, huh? Thank you.